Hari Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastomavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, page 111, chapter 25, The Three Modes of Nature and Beyond. Okay. The gunas in the jiva predominate over each other, and the jiva then attains corresponding qualities. This is explained in three verses, 13 through 15. Sardarta Darshani 11, 25, 13. Sri Krishna continued, When the mode of goodness, which is luminous, pure, and auspicious, predominates over passion and ignorance, a man becomes endowed with happiness, virtue, knowledge, and other good qualities. When the mode of passion, which causes attachment, separatism, and activity, conquers ignorance and goodness, the man begins to work hard to acquire prestige and fortune. Right, so that was the thing with the morning, the prestige and all that. So that's going to be the difficulty there. Right? Then, thus in the mode of passion, he experiences anxiety and struggle. When the mode of ignorance conquers passion and goodness, it covers one's consciousness and makes one foolish and dull. Falling into lamentation and illusion, a person in the mode of ignorance sleeps excessively, indulges in false hopes, and displays violence towards others, right? Because he has these false hopes, he's not really seeing things properly, so when things don't go the way he wants, then he becomes violent, right? Because anger comes after frustration. So you'll see it the most there. Not that the mode of passion won't have that aspect, but you'll see is they have to get something done. So getting something done, then you'll control that. Right? Because you can't. I mean, you're dealing with somebody you don't like, but you have to get something done. You deal properly. Right? But the person in the mode of ignorance won't deal properly, and then all opportunities there are destroyed.
Then the mode of passion, you deal properly, you don't get the result you want, suddenly you...
Oh, yeah. Then that's another thing. Then why you'll just get angry? You'll completely destroy the guy, right? Yeah. You know, that's it. You know, he'll smile as you walk out of the office,
exactly.
But then...
And then be on the phone.
You won't make it to your car.
No, exactly. 1 nanosecond.
Yeah. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, When all three gunas are conquered by bhakti, one becomes endowed with the bliss of prema. This statement should also be placed here following the pattern of later statements in the chapter. Right? Mm-hmm. So like that, it says later in the chapter Krishna does that, because he'll go and he'll bring it to that point. So then, that's the thing, is that at that point, when you conquer the modes by devotion, you're unaffected by these, then you can function on the platform of prema. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thus, when a particular guna increases, the other two are suppressed. By what conditions does a certain guna increase? This is explained in three verses, 16 through 18. Sardarta Darshani 11, 25, 16. Sri Krishna continued, When consciousness becomes clear and the senses are detached from matter, one experiences fearlessness within the material body and detachment from the material mind. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of goodness, right? So how do you know? You can see some things, happiness, virtue, knowledge, other good qualities, but then what are the conditions that these are happening within? Does that make sense? Yeah. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of goodness, in which one has the opportunity to realize me. Because in goodness, you can understand. In passion, ignorance, you won't. Ignorance, of course, you're covered so much. In passion, you're so deluded by your endeavor that you can't see. And goodness means then you're seeing properly with knowledge and everything. So then you can see everything at once. In ignorance, you can't see anything. And in passion, you only see the lower aspects, the mechanical aspects. You don't see the higher. You should discern the mode of passion by its symptoms, the distortion of the intelligence because of too much activity. Footnote 35. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Uddhava, Brahma himself, who is born directly from the body of the Lord, and who is the creator of all living entities within the material world, being the best of the demigods, seriously contemplated the question of his sons headed by Shonaka. The intelligence of Brahma, however, was affected by his own activities of creation, and thus he could not discover the essential answer to this question." Right, so he was asked a specific transcendental question by the Kumaras. He couldn't give an answer because of this influence of passion. Being the incarnation of passion, then, it does have its downside. Right? Because Brahma is still within the creation. Right? If he's a devotee, then that's another thing. Krishna will take care. But if he's not a devotee, then, you know, that's as good as it gets. Yeah. The distortion of the intelligence because of too much activity. The intelligence just becomes focused in one thing or that, or it doesn't start to function anymore. You have too many things to do, you're not focused anymore. Mm-hmm. Or its focus is in a particular way, and it's not accommodating. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. In other words, you're trying to do the work, and there's so many things you're trying to do that you can't really focus on all of them properly. So something will get... Or you're focusing on the work and not on relations, or on one work and not on the others, or, in other words, the intelligence will get distorted. The inability of the perceiving senses to disentangle themselves from mundane objects. Right? You can only see the sensual, you can only see in connection with the objects. You can't see what's behind that. You can't see their cause. You can't see, like what we were discussing before, the metaphysical and the spiritual. Right? You just see the object, because the object is what you're going to work with. Right? Does that make sense? Because you want a transformation. Right? You have an object, you want a transformation. That means it must be manipulated in the appropriate way that will cause that transformation. So all you're aware of is the sense and the sense object, and that whether you're getting that transformation or not. Right? And the more focused they are, then you'll see that those have the knowledge and skills and, of course, the karma. Then their transformation is working out properly. Does that make sense? Well, someone else, they're trying, not getting the result. Right? Focus is not right. Karma's like all these things. An unhealthy condition of the working physical organs, right? You know, you work yourself into the ground, or, you know, whatever is the local saying for work yourself to death, you know, basically. And the unsteady perplexity of the mind. Right? It just is always moving because there's so many things to focus on. Right? So the less you do, generally you see the better they do. But the mode of passion can expand unlimitedly. So you can take on unlimited things and then have no focus at all. Right?
You're focusing on the aspect that you think you can control.
Yeah, and you can do all this. You can How you say it? It's like the Zen, the focus of no focus.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't get anything done. When one's higher awareness fails and finally disappears, and one is unable to concentrate his attention, his mind is ruined and manifests ignorance and depression. But it just keeps going. You can see is that natural point just keeps developing until one basically falls apart. Right? So the mind's ruined, you're not more inspired, and all these things, ignorance, depression. You should understand that this situation would be the predominance of the mode of ignorance. So you see, it's when the consciousness clears, senses are detached from matter, one experiences fearlessness, right? Because fear comes from that attachment to matter. Because matter being temporary, you're attached to it, then therefore, because of the temporariness, you become fearful of loss. If there's no loss, then where's the fear? Right? So, that's the natural state. But now, as that focus on the external, on matter, becomes more impassioned, then we see then the intelligence isn't as clear and becomes focused just on the sensual endeavor. Does that make sense? You know, whether it's a matter of experiential or it's a matter of mechanical. But the point is one's focused on the material experience, on the material use of the senses. Right? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura writes, "When all three gunas are defeated by bhakti, understanding that one is beyond the gunas, this should be understood." Right? So that's what you want to get to, because all these three will get trouble. Passion, ignorance, you'll try to avoid being goodness, but goodness, you also want to rise beyond that to pure goodness. Because goodness means there will be a mix of the other two. Right? Because when it says when they predominate, it doesn't say when it's exclusive. There's no such thing. You won't get exclusively goodness than the material platform. Spiritual platform, yes, that's called pure goodness. But in the material platform, there'll always be a mix. So you'll predominantly have this, but there'll be a touch of some of the others. You know what I'm saying? So this is how you see also in Ayurveda, the different personalities, and which one is prominent. Does that make sense?
Maharaj, Kapha Vata and Pitta has a correlation with the goodness, passion and ignorance.
They shouldn't?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, it means goodness is Vata, Pitta is passion, and Kapha is ignorance. Like that. Some will try to turn it around the other way, but don't worry about those.
Kapha goodness?
Yeah, because kapha is just, you know, that's, yeah, they'll try to make it as goodness when it's, no, it's ignorance, you know, so. You have to be able to tell the difference between the sage and the fool, right, you know, like that.
I'm kapha pitta.
Kapha pitta, okay. I say pleasantly active. Yes.
Nowadays, the society is very goal-oriented society. So setting goals, to what mode does it belong?
Generally passion. Because the point is goodness means that goal is described by Scripture, defined by Scripture, defined by God realization. And for us, defined by Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, as long as it's going to end up with Krishna, it doesn't matter. Because someone's nature is there, they just engage the nature. So as long as they're trying to, you know, behave in the proper way and get things done for Krishna, that result at the end goes to Krishna, then it'll work. One will get purified. And then slowly, slowly, one will start to be able to work in a more proper position. You know, it's just like you could come in, like you have a situation, people are doing stuff and they can basically kind of do, but you know, some organization is needed, you know, to make sure that things happen on time and this and that. But now one person may come in and just encourage and just see this and that, and maybe sit down with everyone, okay, you know, just to see we prioritize and make a plan. And then it goes, and everyone just does their thing, and if anybody needs something or that, you have that one person to go to, they can coordinate, and like that. It goes very pleasantly. Because in that situation, because so many are qualified, not much more is needed. But then you might have a scenario where someone comes into that situation, he's in charge, he has to control everything, make decisions about everything, and that, when technically they don't need to. So that means that's their own need. They have to feel that they're in charge, and this is how in their mind management goes, so you'll see there's much more passion there. Okay. Like that. And if they're rough and they're angry and that, then there's more ignorance. You know, people aren't accepting their position, this and that, becoming angry, or a mix of passion and ignorance. You know, it's like this, it's just a matter of how it's working. So, pure goodness will conquer all the modes. So it doesn't matter what our particular conditioned mix is. If we're doing devotion and we're trying to develop that, that will conquer. The body will still function in that. It means what food works and how much, you know, sleep patterns, and that's still going to be the same. But the consciousness of the living entity, you know, the soul, won't be affected. Well, now we tend to identify and get affected. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for someone, let's say, someone in the mode of goodness, if things are just peaceful and running normally, they're happy. Someone in the mode of passion, they can't be happy. No, it's boring. You know, something should be being created. We should be accomplishing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having goals, I mean, our goal is to develop prema. So goal orientation is not a problem. It's just when it becomes exclusive goal orientation. What about relationships? What about the process? You know, what about the attitude? And even you have a goal, what's the ultimate goal? Because all goals, you know, ultimately go back to Krishna. So do we see that process between our goal and Krishna? You know what I'm saying? So if you just say it's there and then you'll give it to Krishna, then it works out. But at the same time, you might be affected by all the desires and passion and all that that goes into it. But if you can actually see how it's connected to Krishna and maintain that, and so therefore now you're judging what's right or wrong depending upon how much it's coming close to pleasing Krishna, then you will go beyond the modes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sri Krishna continued, with the increase of the mode of goodness, the strength of the demigods similarly increases. When passion increases, the demoniac becomes strong. And with the rise of ignorance, O Uddhava, the strength of the most wicked increases. It should be... Okay. So that's just what you see is whatever's in society. You know, if the mode of goodness is there more than the more righteous, more religious people in society, they become the prominent when there's passion. Then the ones who are, you know, just the gross materialists are there. And then when it comes down the mode of ignorance, then you just see the most wicked, like that. People just do so, you know. Does that make sense? You know, in other words, it just is when you move from, let's say, Yeah, you know, you see is that, like even in the society, you have the superheroes. They were there to bring out the good qualities in that because bad qualities were coming up due to so much poverty in that. And they were always good. Everything they did was good. They always helped. Everyone appreciated good and all that. But you see is it started off like that. But now in the more recent times, then they always got to give some spin on it, how the good guy's not so good. So you can see the mode of ignorance is coming in, the mode of passion is coming in. You know, their own material desires are coming where before. That never happened. Superman would never do anything for himself. You know? You understand?
So because society can't relate to...
Mode of goodness, yeah. No. Because they think it's artificial, it's not real.
Exactly.
Well, before, that was considered an ideal.
To work towards.
Yeah, means you're trying to be a good person, be a nice person.
Now
you know? Now it's about being a successful person. You know,
accepting that you're not.
Yeah, or just being the worst. If you're going to be bad, you're going to be the worst, right?
Huh. Nowadays, it's a very popular idea, is that the main character is a super lady and she's mean.
but why is that a contemporary concept? That's like an eternal concept.
Bringing it out as the ideal.
Oh, bring it out as the ideal. Well, that, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, I guess you could.
At least it was an old lady.
Yeah, yeah. She always had a pointed hat, right?
And
a bit green and a wart. Yeah. Yes.
It's similar to that, that before that we had heroes, but now we have victims. Most of
victims, yes, yes. Whoever's the...
And victims are more appreciated than the heroes.
Yes, yes. Whoever's the biggest victim. Because heroes and their position goes away because you save the person. Okay, great. But then the victim, you can go on being a victim for, you know, a long time. Yeah. Yeah, there's a... If someone gave a the technical Latin word for... I can't remember it. The society of the victims.
Victimology?
No, it's somewhere really far out. We used it the other day. Ah. Scandaliza Banturocracy. The governance of the offended. It's actually considered a social term. And then in, what do you call it? In Latin, it's then Res Publica et Scandalizabantur, the Republic of the Offended. So the authority to be in charge is because you're offended.
I think I know the origin of that.
You know the origin of that?
Yeah. The remember population?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you're saying it wasn't the Atomic Blonde then? Oh, okay. Yes, that's because that's the mode of ignorance. Because you're not doing anything about it, you're just feeling bad. You know, as it mentions here. Depression, ignorance, mind is ruined. So then that becomes the prominent thing. Yeah. But, you know, the Vedic is going in the opposite direction. You get more out of it. Right? Yeah. It should be understood that alert wakefulness comes from the mode of goodness. Like alert wakefulness, not half asleep wakefulness. Sleep with dreaming from the mode of passion. And deep dreamless sleep from the mode of ignorance. The fourth state of consciousness pervades these three and is transcendental. Right? So the transcendental position, then it pervades all these. So let's say you have a transcendental personality. Even if they're awake, if they're dreaming or in deep sleep, they're still always conscious of Krishna. They're always in that position. So that's the fourth state that only can come from being beyond the modes of nature. Learned persons dedicated to Vedic culture are elevated by the mode of goodness to higher and higher positions. The mode of ignorance, on the other hand, forces one to fall head first into lower and lower births. And by the mode of passion, one continues transmigrating through human bodies. Right? So he sees that if there's goodness, the births will elevate. Right? If there's ignorance, they'll degrade. And if it's passion, then they'll just go sideways. Right? And we know in the market, when the market goes sideways, it's not good. Right? Nothing happens. So, but that's the thing, it's the mode of passion. It looks like so much is going on, but nothing's going on. It's just going sideways. Yeah. No? Those who leave this world in the mode of goodness go to the heavenly planets. Those who pass away in the mode of passion remain in the world of human beings. And those dying in the mode of ignorance must go to hell. But those who are free from the influence of the modes come to me. Right? So those who are transcendental, they'll go back to Krishna. They'll go to the spiritual. Work performed as an offering to me without consideration of the fruit is considered to be in the mode of goodness.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Can we just say a little bit about taking birth in a devotee family in relation to this, like heavenly planets, goodness, human birth, rakas? Because we know that some, they come from the heavenly planets and take birth, and that's actually seen as something very glorious, isn't it?
But no, those born in devotee families aren't coming from the heavenly planets.
Okay.
They're coming from being devotees before.
Uh-huh.
So as Krishna explains that if someone has taken up devotional service and, let's say, has not necessarily... Well, the first point is anyone, no matter which stage, whether they're the neophyte, Madhyama, if they remember Krishna at the time of death, they go to Krishna. But if you remember something else, like Bharat Maharaj, he's an Uttama, but he's remembering the deer, then he takes birth as a deer.
Yeah.
And even if someone's a neophyte, if you remember Krishna, you go to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, yeah. But the main principle is that if one isn't so advanced in devotional service, one leaves the body, the tendency will be to be connected to, mm-hmm. you know, things that are there. But having performed devotional service, that's the topmost platform. You know, that you can get, but it still has that material tendency, they'll go to the heavenly planets. So, whatever is the distraction that they have from proper pure Krishna consciousness, that will be achieved in those heavenly planets. So if it's position, they'll get position. If it's wealth, they'll get that. If it's beauty, they'll have that. You know, whatever it is. Then when they finish that time, then they'll come down and take birth in religious or pious, wealthy, you know, aristocratic, you know, royalty. That all those kind of better placed families that have a propensity towards, you know, religious activities. But generally, the devotional activities, they wouldn't be against that. They may not be absorbed in it because the family is not necessarily. But coming across it, they'll, you know, like that kind of family, you might find we have some of Prabhupada's books there. They bought them and they put them on the shelf. They didn't toss them out like the other guys. Right? They keep them. It's a book. They respect it. It goes on the shelf. You might come across it. Programs, you have time. You can go to things.
Right.
You know, they are the ones that go to the yoga studios.
You would be inclined.
Right. So therefore, when we go to the yoga studios, do programs and kirtans, they also like to come. Yeah. That's the group.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then, if they're... But, yeah. Then, if they're more advanced in devotional service, but not enough that they go back to Godhead, they take birth in the family of devotees. So they don't go to the heavenly planets. They just go from one to the next. So, those born in the devotee families, they have that inclination towards devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's something that is distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, then, that's to be encouraged. This idea is that, oh, no, but they have to, you know, function in the material world. It's like, how much do you need to function in the material world? So then you see the position, the social prestige and that. The mode of passion is a bit there, and so then they might try to push them in that direction. Because just as devotees, you have a wide range. Also, then the children, you know, will have that wide range. So then, you know, hopefully they match, right? But then if one just thinks of Krishna and then goes back to Godhead. So those being born into families of devotees, those aren't coming from the heavenly planets. They're devotees from before, you know, more established. So you could say, in general, this is generic, that the neophytes will tend more to go to the heavenly planets. The Madhyamas would tend more to take birth in the family of devotees. The Uttamas are already there. Yeah, like that. But anyone, by remembering Krishna, can go back to Godhead. Right? And then, so it's not that you have to be on the platform of prema to go back to Godhead. You go back to Godhead, you're trained there and brought to prema. That's the whole point. Right? Gokula is for training. So if someone's a neophyte, but they remember Krishna, they go back to Godhead, then they'll start from that position of God consciousness. But they won't have any conditioning. So it'll be quite easy. You know? Does that make sense? So the difference between them is going to be a matter of, you know, some days, weeks, months, a few years, like that. You know? Does that make sense? You know, it's like the gopis that got stopped, and the gopis that didn't. It just means that one's on more elevated level, one's not. But you see, that night, it works out. They all come to that platform. So Gokul is designed to bring you to that perfectional platform. You know, which means prema. It means you're already on the perfectional. You're already perfect means you're liberated. Now you have to develop prema. Is that okay? And if we're not born in devotee families, but we're born in human species, we know that there's more passion. Right? And then depending upon our background in that, you can see from the symptoms, there's some more passion, more some goodness, some more ignorance, what's there. You know? Like that. But, and like that, you analyze. Okay. And then don't go into the position of, what do you call it? Being foolish, dull, lamenting, or being an illusion, or the mind is ruined, manifest ignorance and depression. Because those are just the modes, and then from there you move forward. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I mean, look at it. I mean, like we were saying before, Superman. He was an orphan. right? You know, but it worked out. He was a nice guy.
Right? Some good things.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like that. You know, he survived the foster care system. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. You know, a bit of a nerd, but, you know, still, okay.
They rule the world, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, so he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay.
He refused to be a victim.
Huh?
He would not be a victim.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem, yeah. He's got a good job, and, you know, yeah, he wouldn't be a victim. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe that, yeah, so that's why they go down, right? They're not a victim, so that's why they're going down. You know, so. Work performed is an offering to me without consideration of the fruit means for yourself. Means you're considering that you're getting a good result for Krishna, right? It's considered to be in the mode of goodness. Work performed with a desire to enjoy the results is in the mode of passion. And work impelled by violence and envy is in the mode of ignorance. Right? So in other words, then, what you were talking about is showing a bit of the mode of ignorance. Because all it is just going out and just destroying everything. So, yeah. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. He who performs prescribed duties which are offered to me is in sattva. Narada has said, even the stage of jnana without bondage of karma is not glorious because it is devoid of bhakti to the Supreme Lord. Right? Because for us, ultimately, we're not worried about the quality of the modes. It means goodness we use because it's of its use in Krishna's service. Right? Because for Krishna, there's no passion or ignorance. He's only in pure goodness. So at least goodness means that's as close as you can get in your conditioned state. And so you offer everything to Krishna in that state. Right? So even the stage of jnana is not actually so glorious because it doesn't have a connection to Krishna. Right? That connection is important. What is the use of having destroyed ignorance? What to speak of sakam karma, which is suffering during practice and perfection? And nishkam karma, when not offered to the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12. Right? So devotion is the real thing. So we'll talk about these mechanical aspects. But it's the devotion to Krishna that actually makes it worthwhile. Other things are not so important. They're nice here, but why would we say they're nice and important? Well, it's either we have no shastra, so we're saying they're important because of the mode of goodness, or it's prestigious, so we're from the mode of passion. Because mode of ignorance wouldn't think anything good is good, right? Bad's good. Does that make sense? Yeah. Thus, any karma prescribed in Dharma Shastra, if not offered to the Lord, is useless. That statement should be considered in the present verse, right? Because if the jnana that's not offered, even though it's recommended, is not considered good, let alone karma. Right? That was what I was meaning in the Vibhaga in this morning's Vedanta Sutra, is that all the parts, you mentioned the essential points, but all the parts are mentioned. Like Prabhupada says, if you say 100 rupees isn't enough, then you can say, well, what about 75? You know, no, it includes everything else below that. You know, so, yeah. Quote, the daily duties should be offered to me. Even kamya karmas, without desire for material results, should be offered to me. Right? So kamya karmas, you have a desire for something. Right? But you still offer that to Krishna. And so then it works very nicely. I mean, by not offering it or like that, then that's where the problem is. We'll say, oh, but it's a material desire, I can't have it in connection with Krishna. That's not how it works, because nothing's not connected to Krishna. Right? So it's just a matter of recognizing that and seeing it in connection to Krishna. And then you see how it works. These actions are in sattva, right? When the offering is something that's approved and you're doing it for Krishna, it's in sattva. Now, when you have that pure bhakti, then it's shuddha sattva. But the point is, at least it's in sattva. Right? But you're doing it for yourself, this, that, then it'll be passion, like that. Kamika karmas, with a desire for results, but offered to me, are in rajas. Activities mentioned in irreligious scriptures with an aim to commit violence are in tamas. Yeah, so in other words, if it's on internet and you're doing this, then... Yeah. Yes.
So this means, you know, like, sacrificing animals and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that would be there. Because it's violence, it's not... means that they're following some rules, and that's better than not following rules. Because then there's some regulation. You know, just like you have the, you know, I think it's kosher and halal kind of things, is that it's not good, it's not recommended in Scripture, but that they regulate means that they're careful. There is some regulation, so there is some possibility, so there is that touch of goodness there. There is some possibility of elevation. The only problem is there's no knowledge about how you're going to become the next animal that's there, and that animal is going to be the one there with the you know, the kosher knife. So they don't catch that, so they can't, they how far it will take them, but at least there's some regulation. And as long as they follow the regulation, then they'll get whatever benefit they would get from that. But if they don't follow that regulation, though, they you know, they have that kind of, that's their it's their standard, then they'll get a reaction for it on top of the reaction for being involved.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So yes, it's not these things aren't recommended. So stuff that we take from, you know, how you say, modern authorities and that, then it's not going to give a proper result. Even though people follow, that's why you have so many, you know, success, you know, ideas, but the general person can't use them. Right? Because they're coming from ignorance. Somebody say?
Cannot.
It means if you are, you're able to use that not based on what's there. It means, how you say. Okay. You're following, it means someone has observed. They're not getting them from scriptures.
Yep.
And from that, then they write their own scripture, right? You know, their own book, right? Yeah. So now, it's not a religious scripture, right? It's not actually understanding the nature of something, the real understanding of nature. They've observed some symptoms, and based on that, in applying that, using their intelligence, then they get some results. So we see is that it has that point. It's based on ignorance. It's only from observation from the senses. So they won't have an actual higher understanding. And there's a desire for a particular result. So there's a mode of passion. So you'll have that context. That they've analyzed this, that. The person doing it, there may be a touch of goodness. So they're using some intellect and stuff. But controlling themselves and these kind of things. But those who follow will only have that passion and ignorance. So how much can they actually get from the system? It'll still give them trouble, because the idea is that success means no trouble. But mode of passion means trouble. So no matter what system you follow that's in passion, you'll always get trouble, and you always feel that it's not fully successful. So only in goodness, what's given in Scripture, that you follow that this is what you should do, right, and you're not attached to the result, that will be elevated. Now, giving that result to Krishna, now that takes on bhakti. That's more to goodness. But it even says that you're doing it, you know, an offer to Krishna because you want a result from that. That'll be passion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So even you have an attachment, you're working in a field of attachment, getting a result that you're attached to, but you give it to Krishna, that still will be considered that aspect of goodness. It's still devotion. Because you're not expecting something back. You're just attached to the field and all that. There's someone who, having done, but expect that because I've done this, now I'll get a particular result. That'll be passion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So can we say that we can separate, you know, the work we are doing, it's in the modes.
Yes.
If it's not pure devotional service, but then when we offer it to Krishna, then that part is pure devotional service. But the work is in the modes.
Yes. And depending upon our attachment, we'll be affected by those modes. So we may ask, I've been in devotional service so long, why am I still suffering? Because we're still attached.
Yeah.
You give up the attachment, then you won't suffer. It means devotional passion creates, you know, happiness and distress. Right?
Yeah.
So, as long as we're looking for material benefit, there'll always be that reaction. But because we're doing these things in connection with Krishna, there'll always be that spiritual benefit moving forward. So if we're in good association, we hear from the scriptures about these higher positions, then with time we'll start to analyze and see, well, maybe it's time to move forward instead of staying in passion. But if we don't have that, then we'll just make a new plan. Right? Because we saw is that the mode of passion also gives rise to the demoniac nature, which means it's not in connection with Krishna. For the demigods, when things don't go the way they expect, they turn to the Lord. When the demons make a plan and it doesn't work out, they just make a new plan. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole point, is that there has to be that connection to Krishna.
What to do, Maharaj? Return to Krishna and make a new plan?
Means turn to him and make, or make a new plan by turning to him. It depends upon which way you're approaching. Okay, that plan didn't work. Next plan, surrender to Krishna. Okay, I've tried to do it my way, but somehow or another, you know, it's not working out. You know, and we have to remember Frank is dead. You know, so it didn't work for him. So why would it work for us?
Hope against.
Yes, that's also, what is it, mode of passion, right? Yes, so you can see is that when you put it in the modes, there's everything we work with, you can see that it functions in these modes. Like that. It's always interesting to be able to see, you know, like that. Does that make sense? And you can see all that. That's the fun part. You can see all that, and you don't need to see little numbers going like this, right? You know? It's just, you can see it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Oh, you do see green. Okay, that's okay. If you see red ones, then that's a problem. Yeah. No? Okay.
Loses the romantic flair is being lost again.
Yeah, no, it's sad, isn't it? You know, it's like, you know, we want to take not the cake, eat it, and take it with us back to Godhead. You
know? Take away.
Huh?
That's a problem. Take away.
Yeah, take away. Yeah. The word adi indicates acts done with pride or envy. Pure worship with hearing and chanting is beyond the gunas. Right. Yeah, so then pride, envy, that brings it all into the mode of ignorance. Right? Because only with pride then they can be aimed to commit violence. You know, like that, or destruction. It always has to be based on pride. So that's why when someone becomes, they're good at something, then they move up. But as soon as they become proud, that's kind of when it levels off and it starts down. Right?
Samsara.
Yeah, it's just the way it works. So what's at the top? Pride. Humility. Pride. Humility. Yeah. Right, it just takes you that long to become humble. Now four types of knowledge and other items with gunas and without gunas are described in sequence. Footnote 36. This means that there are four types of each item listed. There are a total of 11 items: food, place, result of activity, time, knowledge, work, the performer of work, faith, state of consciousness, species of life, and destination after death, five of which were discussed in previous verses. Each of these items has four types according to each of the three modes in its transcendental state. Right, so you have, there's the 11 items, and they can be seen from the three modes and from pure goodness, so the transcendental position. And then what'll be? So as you see here, then it's always mentioned. Sri Krishna continued. Absolute knowledge is in the mode of goodness. Knowledge based on duality is in the mode of passion, right? So material knowledge is based on the differences in the material nature and its transformation. That's in the mode of passion. Right? Absolute means how that same knowledge is connected to the Lord. That's goodness. Right? And foolish, materialistic knowledge is in the mode of ignorance. Right? So you have plenty of that also. Right? Knowledge based upon me, however, is understood to be transcendental. Yeah. Right? So, yeah. Residence in the forest is in the mode of goodness. Residence in a town is in the mode of passion. Residence in a gambling house displays the quality of ignorance. And residence in a place where I reside is transcendental. Right? So this is that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is that as all these balance means these seven items are all described in the three and the transcendental. The previous ones, then Krishna had only mentioned the three and not the transcendental, so Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he adds that in. He says, just as it's given in all those, we're giving it for here. Right? That was his point. Yeah. A worker free of attachment is in the mode of goodness. A worker blinded by personal desire is in the mode of passion. And a worker who has completely forgotten how to tell right from wrong is in the mode of ignorance. But a worker who has taken shelter of me is understood to be transcendental to the modes of nature. Faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness. Faith rooted in fruit of works is in the mode of passion. Faith residing in irreligious activities is in the mode of ignorance. But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental. Right, so you can see is all the transcendental positions we've already been given. The mode of ignorance one, that's the one that's always given is to avoid. You know, passion in that. And then goodness, then that's what's recommended as a method. But it's always supposed to be in context of serving Krishna or the transcendental. Does that make sense? So if one falls from the transcendental position, one falls to goodness. That's the idea. Right? Yeah.
Maharaj, you know, it mentions about faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness, and
yes,
devotional service is transcendental.
Yes.
What exactly is the difference between, can you please clarify?
Faith towards spiritual life means, of course, you know, the soul, we're not the body. You know, the soul's transcendental. You know, there has to be that kind of that understanding of knowledge and all that kind of thing. That's spiritual. Because, see, in here, we're using a difference between spiritual and transcendental. When the two are being used together, we're like that. If you're only discussing one, then they might use either word. But when they're both being discussed, then spiritual will always be the lower one, means liberation, and the transcendental will be above. That'll be certain, both bhakti.
Can we say spiritual is sadhaka?
Spiritual is sadhaka? No, you can also be transcendental and be sadhaka. But the situation, but the point means is that where you're trying to get free from the entanglement of the material world, that's spiritual. Trying to develop a relationship with the Supreme Lord, get into the spiritual world, that's transcendental. Right? Food that is wholesome, pure, and obtained without difficulty is in the mode of goodness. So much for the natural food freak. It's so hard to get that food. I mean, now it's easier. It's that you have to drive all the way across town. So that's a mix of goodness and passion, right? You know, like that. Yeah. Food that gives immediate pleasure to the senses is in the mode of passion.
Oh, so it's goodness and ignorance.
Huh?
So it's goodness and ignorance, the food.
No, because the point is it gives immediate pleasure, and then after that you get a stomach ache or something. So that, you know, it ends up not so good afterwards. And he says, good now, and like that. Now, you know, just like food that's wholesome, pure, obtained without difficulty, doesn't necessarily taste as great.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, you feel good, you feel like that, yeah. And food that is unclean and causes distress is in the mode of ignorance. Like that. Happiness derived from the self is in the mode of goodness. Happiness based on sense gratification is the mode of passion. And happiness based on delusion and degradation is in the mode of ignorance. But that happiness found within me is transcendental. Krishna continued, therefore, material substance, place, result of activity, time, knowledge, work, the performer of work, faith, state of consciousness, species of life, and destination after death are all based on the three modes of material nature. O best of human beings, all states of material being are related to the interaction of the enjoying soul and material nature. Whether seen, heard of, or only conceived within the mind, they are without exception constituted of the modes of nature. Right? You've seen them yourself, you've heard about them, you haven't seen them, or it's only within the mind. It's still the modes of nature that make them work. Because you'll see is it all falls within these categories. Right? So it's either connected to Krishna, so transcendental, or it'll be according to the modes. Right? Unless you're from New Zealand, and then you have a extra mode to work with. I don't know. I've heard about it from the authorities in Australia, so that might be something subjective. But they call it Kiwi mode. They say it's below ignorance. But it seems to be a very pleasant mode. It's not like the mode of ignorance where there's the destruction and envy and all that. It seems that it's more kind of a wombatty kind of total ignorance, but pleasant. So it seems that the Australians accept that the Kiwis are nice people, just somehow or another not as dynamic as the Aussies. But that could be totally subjective. Local, what do you call it, rivalry between the two, you know, like between Americans and Canadians and like that kind of thing, yeah. So it could totally be that. It could be absolutely untrue, but I've heard it from authorities. Like that. But I haven't actually heard them talking about it since the 90s.
Like that.
Hmm? Oh, okay.
That's where this might change.
Hmm?
The authorities themselves might.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's there. That's there. Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So all these are based on the three modes of nature. O best of human beings, all states of material being are related to the interaction of the enjoying soul and material nature. Right? Because the soul is trying to enjoy in the material world. Whether it's a nicer, you know, more, you know, dynamic or completely befuddled, but the point is they're trying to enjoy in the material world. So that's controlled by the modes. Whether seen, heard of, or only conceived within the mind, they are without exception constituted of the modes of nature. O gentle Uddhava, all these different phases of conditioned life arise from work born in the modes of material nature. The living entity who conquers these modes, manifested from the mind, can dedicate himself to me by the process of devotional service and thus attain pure love for me. Right, so the modes are manifested from the mind. Remember, it's the ego's there, but the mind is the one that's going to affect it. So that's why you need to control the mind. Then you can remove these elements of false identity. Right? Yes. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada.